Well, what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hello there. Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. My name is John Forward. I'm your host. I'm here every Monday night from 9 till 10 p.m. Atlantic time if you're outside of the Atlantic. Broadcasting here from the lovely local 107.3 FM studios at UNB St. John. Also, streaming it live on video on Facebook and YouTube. Anyway... I'm a comedian slash I dabble into saying my opinions about things on the internet, a little bit political sometimes. I'm what some people may consider to be a bit of a drag, not a drag, that's not what I was looking for, drama king. I was going to say drag king, that's a whole other thing that I don't want to get into. Anyway... Last week's show was received mostly well. Lots of people checked that out, so thank you for tuning in. Don't know how much repeat traffic it's going to get me, but anyway, a quick catch up. I was yelled at on the internet, and it was very mean, and it's happened a bunch of other times to me and a bunch of other people. The language of the yelling got a little bit violent this time. I feel like a line had been crossed, so I talked about it last week. So I don't have any news on that particular situation to report. Part of that is because the person in question has been blocked, which if I'm going to give anybody any piece of advice, if you're fighting with somebody on the internet... Especially if you've had the same fights with the same people on the same internets. Many times, just block them. I've really come around on the blocking. There's still going to be, if you block the person, there may still be some spillover. I know for me, I was still receiving screenshots about the situation right up until I think Thursday was the first day that I kind of went through my whole day where I didn't really hear much about it. I did get an email from our new station manager. She checked out the show last week, had some constructive feedback that was noted. All hail to our new benevolent overlord, Olivia. Hello, if you're listening. Blocking people on the internet is pretty great. I mean, in the past, I've been on the receiving end of an unfair blocking, and I was salty about it. I'm coming around though. I mean, I don't think it's the same situation. I was salty many years ago when there were like blocks of people that were like blocked because they were guilty by association just by being friends with somebody else. And even after, you know, the bad guys blocked me and my crew, we're still like posting about it constantly on Facebook where we couldn't really defend ourselves. Now, I would say I'm also guilty of that to some extent in this, and you know I'll admit that. I feel like I didn't keep hitting the buzzer, I guess, over and over again. I had one conversation in our private stand-up group that you know there was some goods, there was some bad, I still feel like it was a worthwhile discussion to have, if not just, you know, got to see some people's kind of true colors. But anyway, I have not gone on a blocking spree. I blocked the person who was causing a problem for me, and I recommend that. You know, I'm not going and, you know, blocking everybody that's associated with this person. That's fine. So, but as far as taking the wind out of the sails of the drama, which I did have some part in, you know, I threw a match, I'll admit it. Still don't think the response to that match was proportionate, but anyway, so it feels nice to be like, and again, I don't know if there's going to be any further developments with this. I hope not. I hope that it's over with. Hopefully, I mean, there certainly was some drama, and but I hope. I don't know if it will or not, but I'm hoping that in the grand scheme of things, there is a net negative of drama. The Band-Aid has been ripped off. There is lots of red hot brief drama rather than kind of a dragged out ongoing simmer of drama. Anyway, that's what I'm hoping for. I hope everybody in New Brunswick and beyond has received their screenshot quota for the year at least, so we can go back to just having a nice time. But you know, I will. Hello, Shane Ogden. Everybody, if you're in town, go see Comedy at the Pub Down Under on Tuesday the 7th. Check it out. I would love to be there myself, but I'm going to be heading up to Fredericton to see Henry Rollins do a spoken word show. One of my early inspirations for comedy. He's not really a stand-up comedian. He tells long stories that are occasionally funny. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. It's probably going to be long. I saw Henry Rollins in Moncton several years ago, and it was 3 hours long, and the seats were not comfortable. So, oh, Shane, you can't be canceling shows. You got to show up, and you got to do the time yourself. So anyway, comedians listening to this, also go to Pub Down Under. You know, hopefully too many people have not been scared off by the drama. It's a fun show to do. It's a fun show to watch. I will do everything I can to be there as often as I can. But this week, I'm going to listen to somebody else blather on for a while and just be a more passive fan. And I'm okay with that. Anyway, so again, I do still feel a little bit icky about, you know, a block and then to continue prattling on about it. Yes, happy Pride Month from Shane Ogden. It is June. Live your lives. So anyway, I also did get a reaction from one person that was supportive but gave me pause about the whole thing. I mean, like I said, this person was supportive, but in kind of a gross way, if I'm being honest. It was kind of, I'm not going to blow up anybody's spot, but it was kind of a, yeah, good for you for finally taking somebody down. And I'm like, no, that's, I still wish that it never happened. I'm hoping there's some silver lining involved, but my intention was not to take anybody down or drag anybody's good name through the mud. But you know, the effect is the same, and you know, I'm certainly very conscious of what it looks like. And if anybody thinks that was my intention, you're welcome to have that opinion. I don't think that's what my intention was, and you can take it or leave it. But as far as a silver lining to the whole situation, if anything, there are some positive notes that have come out of it. Some actual, some theoretical. Theoretically, still, this is probably not the best way to get to the desired end goal, but if nothing else, if this situation pokes a little bit of a hole in the idea that, you know, our little comedy scene is toxic because of all the mean jokes, when you have the meanest person complaining the most about the mean jokes, hopefully, you know, I don't know, people that behave in this way tend to not respond to, you know, being self-aware of their hypocrisy. So probably not, but you know, for anybody that's sitting, if you've got this person over here screaming about all of the mean jokes that are happening, and you've got sweet old John Forward over here saying, "Hey, can we stop yelling, please?" I mean, the choice is clear. Maybe my theory is that if there is toxicity in the comedy scene, an outsized portion of it is probably because of the yelling, the virtue signaling, and because a lot of people choose to kind of stay in their own little walled off areas instead of kind of, I don't know. I'm still nostalgic for when I first started doing it, and I feel like we all kind of did shows together and that we're a more cohesive community. Maybe there are some people that felt like they weren't welcome in that. I don't know. I would like to hear their stories if that's a thing. But you know, I think back when I first started doing comedy, like the one open mic show that pretty much all of the comedians in the province used to do was the Wilser's Room in Fredericton. I felt like we all did that show. We all, you know, had FaceTime with each other, and I feel like we got along better. There was certainly some drama back then, but I think the linchpin might have been Trevor Muxworthy, former comedian in Fredericton. He has stepped away from comedy, which I don't blame him. But I do miss him, but I don't know. I feel like Trevor was the glue that kind of held us all together, and I feel like when he stepped away, everything got a little bit worse. We got some more comments from Shane. Everyone is welcome at our shows, provided they aren't hurting anyone else. I will add to that, they are allowed to hurt somebody's feelings. I'm okay with that. That shouldn't be the intention. The intention should be to make a funny joke. But in the process, if somebody's feeling gets hurt, that's not ideal. But, you know, it's a possibility. Shane agrees with me 100%. We're still like a family. We try. Shane Ogden, also a shout out to Trevor Muxworthy. So anyway, I hope some lessons were learned in this whole thing. Anyway, and then we had a mostly civil discussion in the private stand-up group. The lines were drawn in the expected ways. So who knows? Who knows if anything good came out of it? But I'm hoping that on the whole, things will get better as we go. And anyway, so aside from that, you know, I had a bit of an interesting week, partially because of this whole situation, so I'll talk about that a little bit more, but I'm going to take a break for a moment and get myself a drink of water. I'm going to do something crazy right now, something that has not been done on this show in at least a couple of years. I am going to put on a CD. I don't know. This is for any of you young people out there. Music came in these things and was put on these compact discs, and this slides into a whole machine, and it makes music play. I'm only putting this, all right, I don't have it in the shot, but you know, there's a sign up on right off camera here, telling us what the new additions to the playbox were. And I've never heard of any of these bands except for this one. I've never heard it spoken aloud. I believe they're called they or he or they. I don't know. The group, the artist, is called Suns, S-U-U-N-S, possibly Soons. I have no idea. Oh, and the CD player says there is no disc. I'm trying to make a big show about using this this retro technology. Let's try CD player too. So I don't often play stuff out of the play box here. I'm generally going. I've got a playlist in my Spotify that sometimes I'll play stuff that is thematic to what I'm talking about. Sometimes I'll just put it on shuffle. I could have just pulled this exact album up on Spotify, but I wanted to go retro. I usually don't play stuff out of the play box because this isn't a music show, so it's not really a place for, I mean, maybe that could be a segment where I could just grab something randomly out of the play box and give it a check listen. But I don't know. I don't feel like it's being curated very well, to be honest. Somebody has made a decision that the play box is 100% Canadian content, I think. Which, I mean, you got to have some Canadian, well, legally mandated. If we don't play 35% Canadian content, I believe the CRTC might allegedly burn down the building. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Probably not. But anyway, there's some notable non-mainstream releases that come and go that are not reflected in our play box. But we've got a good one there. And when the market provides me with a good or service that I require, I'm gonna take advantage of that. Shane is saying, what up, Stephanie? If Stephanie is in the chat, your comments aren't coming up here, so I'm not seeing them. I apologize. StreamYard's pretty weird about what stuff it'll show me. Oh, wait, no. We do got Stephanie there. Anyway, let's play some this, I can hit the button right on the board here, I think. Is this going to... Oh, wait. We're on CD2. I had to change it because CD1 didn't like it. Is this going to work? Find out now on St. John Forward Radio. Witness Protection by Suns. That seems kind of appropriate. On St. John Forward Radio.
Mind my own business. Sounds from a distance. Oh, I am a witness. What is the sickness? I can't resist it. These feelings come and these feelings go. It's harder than fuck. It's all over the nose. I see it in your eyes. I'm bleeding from the eyes like a Virgin Mary. Miles of space in the final. I've been online, you see, with free pornography. I just got the news. Can you buy me some time? Is it the truth? I'm next in the line. Cause now is the time to testify. Wake from this dream. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Mind my own business. I see the difference. Ooh, I am the witness. Oh, this is fiction. One big bang. It swallows.
an abrupt, weird ending of the song. Luckily, I can fade it out, because, oh my gosh, it's on an actual CD on St. John Forward Radio in 2022. Unfortunately, this new edition of the Playbox came out in 2021, at least half of a year ago. We do have some more activity in the chat. You know, this very important comment that, that I have a soothing voice and, in great content. I can't quite say the word content out loud. That's not great for the content. So anyway, bombshell episode last week. Lots of views. I mean, we're not talking Maxime Bernier numbers here, so I don't know. Maybe next time I want to boost my views, I'll have to get a candidate for the Prime Minister of Canada on instead of getting into fights on the internet. But who knows? So it's a weird time to be. It's weird. It's weird to. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what this means. Zappa's has exactly $4.12 right now and wants to know what to spend it on. I don't know. Cryptocurrency? NFTs? I don't have any merch available for $4.12, unfortunately. So Zappa-Z? Zappa-Z? I apologize. So... it's weird how, the internet spills into the real world, or sometimes how it doesn't. So being in a big drag down blowout on the internet, although, I mean, I wasn't really actively participating. A lot of this was happening separate from me, which is a benefit to blocking people. But, you know, it came around Thursday night last week. My dear wife May and I, we wanted to go out to the night market in Uptown St. John. You know, it's very exciting. We've got the same group of tables that is at the Queen Square Market on Sunday, but in an alley this time. Some hot tunes from my favorite band, Slow Coaster. That's an inside joke for the true comedy, St. John comedy fans. But, you know, given that there's a situation and some violent insinuations were made, there was a little bit of, should we be going out in public and exposing ourselves to, possible events beyond our control? And... I never got that drink of water over the break like I was supposed to. It just makes my voice that much more soothing for everybody. A little bit of vocal fry. We got some NPR action here on St. John Forward Radio. Oh, yes. John Slow Coaster, that drummer, though. Unfortunately, they no longer have their handsome drummer that I may or may not have publicly said things about. You know, there was some wondering, like, well, okay, we're going to go out into public. There may be problem people, so you know we put into place some protocols. But you know the whole thing went off without a hitch. We had a nice time. I got a sausage from the meat man. May, who never has and never will like sausages, decided I'm not going to get hot dogs, which I like. I'm going to get a sausage, which I won't like. And John Forward's footing the bill. She made a good effort. She had two serious bites and then probably three more forced bites. Tried to offer her remaining sausage to several people that we ran into, but there were no takers. It eventually went into the garbage. But it was not, and so there was no bad events. We were emboldened by our public safety, and May and I also checked out the vendors at the Fog City Comic Con that was happening in Market Square on Saturday. Bought some stuff from some local artists, but there was no drama that was brought into the real world, and that was good. We ran into several people, comedy and non-comedy people alike, and just had some nice chats. Half of them were not aware of my drama, and I didn't bring it up. And you know, the other half was aware, but supportive. Aside from that one person that was supportive in a way that made me feel kind of icky. So anyway, it was a nice relief to, you know, as dramatic as the internet can be, and, you know, as paranoid as I can get about who's mad at me about whatever. It was nice to, you know, just be a man about town and meeting and talking to the various people that I've met and formed relationships over the last 20 plus years that I've been hanging around. You know, maybe my picture will go up in Brunswick Square someday. Maybe I'll be on that People of Uptown St. John Instagram someday. One can only hope. So that felt nice, just walking around and being a person in the world. And I know May felt a little bit better after us not being pelted with rotten vegetables every step that we took. So that was fun. And overall, I should say you are currently tuned in to local 107.3 FM. We're halfway through, and I'm legally obligated to tell you so. You might not even be listening to local 107.3 FM. You might be listening to YouTube or Facebook or Podbean. And I just keep telling you that you are listening to local 107.3 FM, and it's a bold-faced lie, and I apologize for that. Anyway, aside from that, one kind of nice thing has been generally the communications that I've had with most of the other comedians, especially people that, you know, that I deal with face to face. I find people that I only interact with on the internet are a little bit more fighty, and, you know, I'm not sure if that's a reflection of me or them, probably a little of both. We've got a comment from Jamie Ann C. Bummer, you had someone fight with you online. Blocking is definitely good for your mental health. Yes, indeed. And Shane with the shameless plugs. June 10th, big show at the St. John Marina. I meant to plug that at the beginning, so I'll be on that show this Friday night, June 10th. Find Shane Ogden on Facebook. This guy puts his phone number out there publicly. I mean, Shane, you better not get in any fights on the internet or your phone's going to be blowing up. I'm just opening myself up to be doxxed now. I will... Oh, here we go. Call Shane, 506-608-3677. I'm not doxxing him unless, you know... Maybe the person who shall not be named somehow hacked into Shane's Facebook account and tricked me into putting his phone number out publicly. Call that for tickets. $20 a piece, I think. Is that right? I don't know. Tell me if it's not. If it's not, then it should be, unless he's charging $30, in which case that's very familiar and it's very fair and you should pay it. Whatever it costs. Comedy is priceless and needs to be savored, especially at the St. John Marina on June 10th. I don't know what time it starts. 8 p.m. probably. That sounds about right. So check that out. It's me and Shane Ogden and other people that I can't recall. I think Michelle Petit is on the show. I don't know. Look it up on Facebook. It's a killer's row. Is that what... Is that the term? I'm not even sure if that's true. I was a little bit worried about some awkwardness, but that tumor has been excised. $20 each, six comedians, only $15 if you bring four or more friends, and it starts at 8 p.m. So you get that group discount. Brad Rice will be there. We don't have time to talk about other comedians on this show. I've got to talk about myself, Shane. I'm there, and that's good enough. Michelle Petit is headlining. I'm not saying any more names, though, even if he puts them in the chat. Anyway, comedians have been supportive to me in my time of suffering. So you should be, our time of suffering is embarrassing ourselves on stage, so you should support us. Now, it was kind of, I still would have preferred that none of this happened. But usually when something like this happens, where I may or may not have picked a fight with somebody on the internet, generally most people just kind of leave me out there in the wind on my own. And, you know, they do not need to die on a sword for me. I do not require that of anybody. But, you know, sometimes I'll fall on my sword and I stay there and bleed out for a little while. In this case, I got more support than I usually do, and it was very nice to see. And everybody that was kind to me during this time, I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. I got lots of, particularly after the show. I do have some misgivings about airing my dirty laundry public, but I think that's how a lot of people got my side of the story, because I wasn't posting 75 screenshots on my Facebook every day. I just rambled for 60 minutes straight on live radio instead. I said what I had to say, and I haven't listened back to it, but I assume everything that I said is something that I would stand by. I got a lot of messages from people saying that they listened to it and that they enjoyed it. I don't know if that's the right word to use. Some people sent me messages just looking for some dirt. And some of these messages came from the post that I made in the stand-up group. I tried to be, when I posted about it in the stand-up group, I tried to be vague. I've got a reputation. I tried to frame it as like, hey, everybody, what do we think as a community if comedian A says all of this horrible, vile stuff to comedian B? And I put it that way because whoever the two people are is irrelevant. And, you know, it was obvious that, you know, comedian B was me. Shane says last week's show was super interesting. Thank you, Shane. Everybody that's just tuning into this one, you need to go back, put this on pause. I got some messages like, I bet comedian A is this person, right? And like, you got it. Some people just looking for some dirt, want some more details, which I was happy to provide. Some people were, sharing their own survivor stories. I'm not the only one who's had this kind of interaction with this person. Again, as far as I know, this has, you know, reached a new apex. Similar things have happened. So it's nice kind of swapping stories with people. And there was also a fair amount of people that just sent me general, like, hey, I just, I heard about this, or I saw your show and, you know, that really sucks that this is happening. And, you know, I appreciate, I don't like to frame it as something happened to me, because, you know, it's on the internet. I'm not going to pretend, maybe a little bit. I did not actually fear for my life. My assumption is that this is all internet screeching and that's all it will remain. But, you know, I don't know what this person is capable of. So even that little bit of a maybe they will do what they said that they will do. Probably not, but, you know, it's still enough to put you on edge. But I would say, rather than saying that that something happened to me, something happened at me. And it was, on the whole, I would say, not fun. So, anyway, everybody that, that, you know, showed sympathy / empathy, Shane, I think that I was comedian B in the scenario. Now you're just trashing me. I've been through enough, Shane. Shane is saying comedian B is unstable. He is. That's me. I'm probably a little bit unstable. So, but it was nice to get those kind of messages. And it was also nice to have some people, you know, sticking up for me, fighting the good fight in the comments, within the group chat after I left, and other group chats that were popping off. And, I don't see a lot of the Facebook comments, particularly since the person has been blocked, but, you know, all of my good friends had my back, and also some people that, you know, I've liked for and known for many years, but were never somebody that I would expect to, you know, associate themselves with such a toxic person as to defend my honor on the internet. And, you know, a few people that I wouldn't have expected it from also had some supportive words to say, either to me or sometimes publicly. And I feel like I did see some examples of people, pouring more gas on the fire and being a little bit aggressive towards the other person, which I do not condone. But on the whole, I feel like even the people that were making excuses for my abuser, it was relatively civil. I don't know. I don't think anybody is pro death threats to John Forward out and out, but there was a couple of like, well, you must have said something. Or I think on purpose, attempt to rope me in with some other comments that other comedians made in a group chat. I didn't make those inappropriate jokes. I fully defend one of them. The other one, not so much. I'll let you guys be the judge as to which was which. All I did was make fun of the person having a public meltdown about the jokes. I didn't have really anything to say one way or another on the actual jokes, but it's been attempted to say that I made these inappropriate jokes and therefore death threats. Still not really justified, but anyway. So where some people chose to draw their lines, and there's some people that, given the situation and how crazy and over the top was, for sure it looks like I must be leaving something out. There's no way it's this cut and dry and that, you know, this person said that just for the reasons being stated. It doesn't make any sense, and it seems like I'm lying. Because it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it was nice getting the support, even, and, you know, it was nice having a couple of people mouthing off and confirming what they're made of one way or another. I mean, still, I'm trying my best not to hold a grudge about these other people who, offered up their opinions in an adult way without threatening to murder me. So anyway, you take the good with the bad. If I'm going to ask the questions, I got to get the answers. But the responses, I think, skew more in my favor the more that I deal with these people face to face. I mean, most of the comedians in St. John, except for the notable exception, I get along pretty well, mostly. And, you know, I try to be a decent person to the people in my life. I don't always succeed. You know, I if I was brought up in a court of law and charged with the crime of committing sick burns, then guilty as charged. But I always feel like, you know, the last couple of years it's ramped up the screeching and the people complaining about this, that, or the other thing. I'm trying my best not to engage with these people directly. I feel like the best thing that I can do and the best defense against some of these deeply unpleasant people is just to be a good hang. I want to go to a show and hang out with my friends and crack wise and get along. We don't have any screaming matches in person in the green room or whatever back corner they stick us in at some bar. And you know, I had so much fun a couple of weeks ago when I went to Matt Keenan's show in Hampton at wherever it was called. And just hanging out, watching the show, and talking to the comedians, and having fun, and having a hang, and having some drinks afterwards. Because you know, when something like this pops up, I'm propagandizing people with my charm. Because I mean, it really shouldn't matter for person A to say the terrible things to person B. It shouldn't really matter how fun either of those people are to hang out with, but I mean, we're an emotional bunch of people, so you know, all I can do is try to be a good hang. But I mean, if I ever say stuff on this level to somebody else, then I expect there to be some consequences. Now, again, it's weird because, you know, no jokes barred, but this wasn't a joke. If this person was, you know, doing a comedy set that involved, you know, harvesting me for parts, you know, I could be convinced. You know, the context of it is an attempt to be funny, but this was just a person saying terrible things to another person, and their continued participation in the comedy scene is just going to have more of those ugly interactions with probably me, and from the sounds of it, dozens and dozens of other people from all walks of life. All of the different categories of people, all of the boxes checked from all of the different provinces and all of the different cities. There's enough people that I hope who are familiar with this have had personal experience with both me and the other person. And I would like to think that if all else being equal, if the tiebreaker is this person a real jerk to me, to my face, then hopefully I'll win that battle, but it's not a battle. I feel weird about it. I've got thick skin, but you know, part of me doesn't like this stuff happening because it's not just me. This similar situations have happened with many other comedians, and I think a lot of people are getting real tired of it. And, you know, it takes a brave man like me to finally stand up and say, gosh darn it, we're not going to take it anymore. Because, you know, they crossed a line, and we're only a week out now, so I don't know. I want to remember that there is, despite what has happened, there is another human being on the other end of this. And that person probably didn't have a fun week either, and I do have some sympathy for that. And if I have any comedy critters out there doing my bidding, let's just let this thing go away if as much as possible. I don't want to pile on. But anyway, this has been a nice moment for me in New Brunswick comedy history. The only other time that I've felt this kind of we've got a bunch of comments to catch up. You know, Shane says last week's show was awesome, super interesting. These are all, put these reviews on iTunes or whatever people say. Stephanie agrees. And, you know, everyone that he spoke to was in John's corner, but he only talks to his dad. I don't want people to be in John's corner. I want people to be in the corner of the person getting unreasonably screamed at, whoever that may be. Stephanie says, I handled things well, very eloquent and with decorum on my last show. And Shane Ogden says, hundreds, I assume, as a comment on how many of these ugly interactions have happened with other people. So this was a nice time in comedy history that I can remember. Because normally, as comedians, we're a group of people who's used to getting up on a stage and saying our opinions into microphones for other people that are generally not allowed to respond in any way other than with laughter, if at all, on the radio. I get some comments. I could just ignore those if I want to. Stephanie thanks me for always making her feel welcome and safe as an audience member. She appreciates it and loves the shows. Thank you. Thank you to Shane as well for always making her feel welcome and safe, too. That's nice to hear. But you're just an audience member. We're talking about the comedians, Stephanie. You're just a civilian. We always got your back. But the comedians, on the other hand, are a bunch of backstabbing scoundrels, myself included, at times. Like I said, and there's also a very quiet majority that doesn't chime in on any of this stuff, and I don't know how people feel about anything. And that's fine. They can keep their opinions to themselves if they want to. But generally, any comedian that takes a stand on anything, no matter how right or wrong they are, there's 20 other comedians ready to be like, that person's a real jerk. I'll take their spot, please. Which, you know, if you have any concerns about this particular show not treating the comedians well, or if there's a money issue, or if there's kind of an unusual amount of nitpicking and saying, you know, we're not allowed to say these things, generally, nobody's really taking a strong stand on any of it, and sometimes it's not warranted. But the thing about having principles as a comedian is that most of your competition doesn't. So if you're a person who doesn't want to stab their friends in the back, then that puts you at a disadvantage. If you're a person who doesn't even want to stab your enemies in the back, that puts you in a real bad disadvantage. So normally, There isn't really this kind of solidarity. In this case, it was the easiest possible time to show solidarity. It's not a controversial opinion to say, hey, no matter what kind of sick burns John Forward may have landed in that group chat, you shouldn't probably be publicly calling for his death. And when called out for said behavior, not doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on it, I mean, not super. This isn't a real tough one to weigh in on, I don't think. But normally that doesn't happen. The only other time that I can think that I got these kind of warm, nice feels is when we had our Yuck Yucks Club in St. John. You know, and having any kind of a limited avenue for anything in comedy is going to create some drama, because we're all very jealous and petty, and that's me included. So there was a lot of drama around Yuck Yucks. I famously was besmirched. That's not the right word for it. I had some dealings that were unfair with Yuck Yucks. That was a whole episode of the podcast too. That's what I do, guys. Don't be surprised when it happens again. I'm going to try my best, but, you know, these are the color of my stripes. There was a situation, I think this was long after I had already been kind of excommunicated from Yuck Yucks. The Club Rewind used to do comedy shows uptown, and the lady that ran that tried to put together like a weekend comedy festival where there was like 20 local comedians over two nights, I think. And the local tyrant who was working at Yuck Yucks at the time had a real problem with the existence of this this festival. This guy was very territorial. I have had some personal run-ins to that effect. But basically a threat was made that anybody who does this comedy festival is no longer going to be allowed to have guest spots on shows at Yuck Yucks. Let me rephrase that. Anyone who does this other comedy festival in Uptown St. John isn't going to be allowed to do free, unpaid 5-minute guest spots at Yuck Yucks. That was the situation. It was insane that the guy would even have the nerve to float this as a thing. It's such a weird threat to make. Like, I mean, very unreasonable thing. You wouldn't have thought that some local amateur comedy show would be a threat to the big comedy mega franchise. That's what we thought at the time, but it wasn't long for this world. So maybe things were a little more dire than we gave them credit for. But that's a situation where I would have expected a fair number of people to just quit the other Uptown Comedy Festival and just be like, well, I'm not going to give up my free unpaid 5-minute guest spots that has never led to any real bookings the whole time that Yuck Yucks was here. That would have been a situation where I fully expected all of my comedy brothers and sisters and others to just either... I was expecting a fair number of people to just roll with it and, you know, not rock the boat. Is it really worth burning this fantastic opportunity with the national chain in order to do this one weekend at a show that probably wouldn't have been very good? That's what I expected. But what actually happened was, and I don't know if it was 100%, but there was enough people that basically told Mr. Yuck Yucks, I think his name was Bobby Yucks, said, you know what? No, we're not dropping out of this show. And if that means that we can't do guest spots, then I guess we're not doing guest spots. And there was a pretty consistent pushback on it. And Yuck Yucks caved. The comedy festival itself tanked and never actually happened. That's a whole other story that we're not getting into. I didn't drag that drama onto the radio, I don't think. But the comedy festival didn't even end up happening. But it was that egregious enough. You know, everybody's used to bookers being gatekeepers and, you know, petty and trying, you know, giving their friends, you know, special treatment and, you know, treating other people that aren't on your team in a bad way. But this was the Yuck Yucks thing was the first time that there was some solidarity and everybody was like, you know what, that's unreasonable. You should not be threatening us to even have this chance to do a couple of minutes for free at your club just because we want to do something else down the road. So that was a nice thing at that time too. And, you know, I feel like this is a more personal one. So far the support has been for me, but I really hope it's not just for me, that we can decide as a community that, this type of behavior should not be excused and enabled. And, you know, I really don't know how what the full falling out is going to be. But I really do hope that that everything's better in the future. We got a couple minutes left. I'll wrap up and then I'll throw something on the Spotify to take us across the finish line. But this has been St. John Forward Radio. I'm John Forward. Thank you for listening to my personal problems. But, you know, hopefully this makes everybody be a little bit nicer to each other, and anybody who's a mean, bad person, then spend a little bit less time with them, hopefully. Every Monday night from 9 till 10 o'clock here on Local 107.3 FM or streaming on video, Facebook, John Forward Comedy, YouTube, John Forward Comedy, audio versions, which the music never gets censored out. Sometimes that happens with YouTube and Facebook, but fully intact, unedited, johnforward.podbean.com. Go to the Pub Down Under tomorrow, June 7th, Tuesday. It's every 2 weeks. Going after that, I'm not going to be there tomorrow, but you know, going forward, I'll hopefully be a regular attendee. You can check out me and some other irrelevant people at the St. John Marina, 8 p.m. this Friday, June 10th. And No Jokes Barred, 8-year anniversary since June 2014. That's going to happen on June 18th, Saturday show in the summer. Oh my gosh, things are really coming around. Thank you for listening. Good night. Thank you.